Okay, so let's talk about Joker Folie à Deux, which is going to be the sequel to Joker, the massive hit of a movie that Warner Brothers had with Todd Phillips and Joaquin Phoenix, which made over $1 billion. A Joker movie made $1 billion. I think for some reason people will always be drawn to the villains. And Joker, of course, is the most, I feel, prominent villain, and everybody knows who the Joker is. My grandma knows who the Joker is. So I think that definitely showcases just how much appeal this movie had. Now, I sequel, did it warrant a sequel? I don't think so, but of course, makes $1 billion, it's gonna get a sequel, regardless of what you and me think. Those financiers, those people beyond the studios, all they see is money signs, and that's all they care about. So here we are with a sequel all these years later, now with Lady Gaga. So they say Joker, Joaquin Phoenix, massive hit, add Gaga, 2 billion. I'm pretty sure that's how a lot of these people think over there, and we'll see. Lady Gaga has big fans. I'm a big fan of Lady Gaga as well, and I'm a fan of the Joker as a character. I liked the Joker movie as well. I know a lot of people don't really like it, and if you don't like it, all respect to you as well, but let's see how this movie's gonna do. So Joker Folie à Deux, we've gotten some new details, we've gotten a poster, and we're about to get a trailer. Let's talk about everything we know. But before we get further into it, make sure you check out our movie we're currently fundraising for right now in Seed and Spark. You can catch it down below in the description. And we are less than 2,000 subscribers away from 30K. Really excited about that. We got a giveaway coming up pretty soon at 29,000 subscribers. So as soon as we hit 29,000, get ready for that giveaway. So today we got this new poster for Joker Folie à Deux, and this is pretty much some of these set pictures we've seen already. We've already gotten some other set pictures for the film as well, which is being described as a musical. And of course, with Lady Gaga attached to this, it just made all of the sense why Lady Gaga is now our new Harley Quinn. By the way, Margot Robbie says that they liked the idea of other actors playing Harley Quinn when she was asked about this, sort of like Macbeth. It's a character that can be passed on, different interpretations and different iterations throughout the years. Nothing wrong with that. So stop trying to pit them against each other because it don't make any sense. So I'm excited to see what Lady Gaga will bring to their Harley Quinn in the movie Joker Folie à Deux. Set photos that we've gotten already, they are giving us this sense of this big Broadway-esque feel to this movie. They say the world's a stage and this is the Joker and Harley Quinn stage. It seems Gotham City. And I'm excited to see what they want to do with their whole story, as well as where this story is taking place after the first film, because in the first film, at the end of the Joker, we saw that they were just locked away. So I'm not entirely sure how this is going to play out. Do they escape or what happens? But we'll definitely see once the movie is released. Maybe in the trailer, it gives us a little hint as well. Now, they also went on to talk about what this movie is going to be like, and this is what they had to say. Insiders tell Variety that the movie leans heavily towards being mostly a jukebox musical, as it integrates at least 15 interpretations or reinterpretations of very well-known songs. One is said to be That's Entertainment from the 1953 musical The Bandwagon, famously associated with Judy Garland. However, there is a door open for an original song or two to be added to the final version. Details regarding who would pen tracks or sing the numbers are unknown. So that's pretty much what we know. And it sounds like this is going to be more of a bigger musical than I was expecting. At first, I thought we were getting sort of the Joker movie that we got back then with a little bit of music here and there, but it sounds like they are really leaning heavy into the musical aspect of it. And it would make sense, I guess. They want to be different. They want to do something new, and they don't want to sort of try to replicate what that movie originally did. So we'll see how that works out. Now, for the cast in here, we of course have Joaquin Phoenix returning as Arthur Fleck, the Joker. We also have Lady Gaga coming in as Harley Quinn, but we do have apparently Zazie Beetz reprising their role, and we also have some other newcomers in here as well, Brendan Gleeson and Catherine Keener, as well, starring in roles that have yet to be unspecified. We also learned, of course, that the release date will be on October 4th, and just right around the corner for those Oscars, those awards, and just putting it in a prime date to be able to be included in there. As we know, the original Joker film was included, even winning some awards as well. So we're definitely going to be getting something very interesting with this movie and seeing if Gaga is going to go up on that Oscar stage once again. Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga, the Joker and Harley Quinn making it to the Oscars and playing a song together. That could definitely make 2025 a must-watch Oscar. And I know that the Oscars and Academy Academy Awards are always salivating for those views. So they're definitely already thinking ahead of what that could possibly be. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. Now, as I said, a trailer is on the way. According to the poster that was released today, they attached that the trailer would be coming next week. And this is the poster right here. As you can see, again, this is directly taken, it seems, from some of the stills that we got a couple of months ago. And I think that this is definitely an interesting poster to release. I think it doesn't really give me the vibes of a awesome new poster and all of that. It gives me the vibes of those Facebook fake movies, you know. But nonetheless, I'm still excited to see what they're going to do with the trailer. And I hope that the trailer is far better than this poster was that they gave us, because I'm excited for this movie. I'm not going to lie to you. And I know some people hate the first Joker. They hate that this new movie is being made. And that's fine. They don't have to watch it. If they want to end up watching it and just to hate on it or whatever, that's totally fine as well. We are going to be watching it. We're going to be talking about it. I'm a fan of the first one. I love Joaquin Phoenix, love Lady Gaga, and I'm excited to see what they're going to do here. And they also shared the first voice of Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn, and basically she is saying this: "You can do anything you want. Your Joker." And this was actually shared by the official movie account on TikTok. So they're definitely ramping up for this to be a sort of TikTok inspired movie. And if they play their cards right, that is the best marketing for this movie. I think you definitely want to go in there and infiltrate as much as you can, do trends and all of that. That's definitely the way you market a movie nowadays. And for a movie like this, it makes all of the sense. The edits are going to go crazy. But let me know what you think about it in the comments down below. Joker for Léa Dieu will be coming out in October. We'll be talking about it, discussing it, breaking down that trailer next week, so stay tuned. Very, very excited, and I cannot wait. I don't know if I already have a review for the Joker here on this channel or not. I'll definitely look and see, but very excited for what's coming next. Let me know your thoughts and opinions in the comments down below. But one thing we also just found out right after I had filmed this video, actually, is that the movie is rated R, and they gave us a description for why the movie is rated R. So according to the rating that the film got, we see that the Joker movie, Joker for Léa Dieu, starring Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga, is rated R for some strong violence, language throughout, some sexuality, and brief full nudity. So whatever that means, we're definitely going to see what that means. So let me know what you think about that rating as well. And as always, that is going to do it for me. I'll see all of you next time. We're on the road to 30,000 subscribers, less than 2,000 to go. At 29,000, we will do a giveaway. And also, if you haven't already, make sure you check out our Seed and Spark. We're funding our own short film right now. Really could help. Anything you do, sharing, all of that goes a long way. But as always, I'll see you next time. Stay safe, stay positive.